This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. We talk about our life as in terms of a journey. We're on a journey. And if we've lived longer, well, of course, it's a longer journey. But you know, the Bible often talks about the images of a journey. And if you are familiar with the Old and New Testament, you can see that that's a journey as well. The backbone of the Old Testament is Israel's tremendous horrendous in many ways, journey, the Exodus trek from Egypt through the wilderness then to the promised land. And in the New Testament, we follow the journey of Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem along the Via Dolorosa, which led to his death. Then we learn of people like Paul around Asia Minor to Rome. And then, of course, is our own lives here in Sydney. And this year, we see our own lives as a journey of faith, and we know that Jesus is with us. So I'm talking about this spiritual journey. The very first part of our journey, of course, is in Eden. The Bible talks about this wonderful place, Eden, where Adam and Eve were created. It was really a perfect place, a wonderful place without sin. And it was intended to be perfect, actually. Well, it never was, of course. Then we have our own time in the world. We have our destination, the unfolding days as they come and the days as they go, and then a new heaven and a new earth. So the middle pages, as it were, they're the times that we live, you and I, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But I want to just for a moment think about the image of the Last Supper. And this has a very interesting concept, actually. You probably have in your mind's eye the Leonardo da Vinci painting of the Last Supper. And you might remember the disciples gathered around the table with Jesus at the center. So if you just for a moment think of that painting of the Last Supper, there was nobody laughing, nobody leaves there, they're just around Jesus. And they were actually a very diverse group. And yet there's something there about our journey. Now just for a moment, think about the diversity of that group. Simon Peter, well, Jesus named Simon Peter, which of course meant the rock. One of the Christian authors by the unusual name of Elton Trueblood makes the point that must have been a joke amongst the disciples. His name mocked him, you know, Rocky. Peter the Rock, a fisherman by trade, a very bold man. Peter, towards the end, would deny his association with Jesus. There were James and John. They were with Jesus. They were called the sons of thunder. They were the sons of an aggressive mother who wanted them promoted. There was Thomas, known as Didymus, meaning a twin. He was the doubter, and he couldn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Then you got Matthew, known as Levi, one that I guess had been a bit suspect amongst the group. Tax collectors were pretty low on that rung in the Jewish social ladder. Simon was a zealot, and then you had Judas Iscariot. He was the treasurer of the group who became sadly known as Judas the Betrayer. And even Judas was slow to leave that table. So you've got the stories of them and the other members that make up the 12, an unlikely group of people that actually began a worldwide movement. So if you look at the church today, and I'm talking about any church, you'll see there's a diversity of people. Everyone is different. We are diverse. We all have our idiosyncrasies. We clash from time to time, but it's an amazing group of people. You know what it does? Belonging to Jesus brings unity. There's a unifying experience. And so that they got on in spite of their own difficulties. Why? Simply because Jesus had a way of holding them together by his love, his acceptance, and his forgiveness. In fact, Jesus actually met the point of need for all of them. He called them to a tremendous promise to follow him, and he helped them even in their failures. And that's, of course, what Jesus does for us. Jesus saw beyond people like Thomas, and he had a great future for Thomas in spite of what happened. So there it is. The idea of the diversity of people. Well, Lord, we do admit that we're all different, but Lord, thank you that you bring us together to serve you. And Lord, we're happy to do that because we can bring a sense of purpose in our journey of life. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.